Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Clear skies and quiet this afternoon with highs around 78. Westerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip down to about 54. 80 tomorrow, mainly clear skies and quiet. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 72.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden is putting new emphasis on addressing inflation as his poll numbers continue to slump. But relief should be on the way by the end of the year when it comes to food prices, according to Secretary Vilsack. He says the strategy announced today for transforming the U.S. food system should start to bring prices down by increasing competition in the processing sector. He said to the extent that you increase competition, increase capacity, increase supply, you're going to win over time, and he says he thinks impact and affect prices. He said, will it be done the next month or two? No, but can it be done at the tail end of 2022 and 23? He said he thought so. Now, Vilsack making clear he wants to avoid the risk of subsidizing excess processing capacity and hurting existing businesses. He said the department will consider the economic viability of the 250 meat and poultry processing projects that are already seeking funding from USDA. He said that will be part of the judgment that they'll make in making decisions about where those resources will go. Much of what was in the plan Vilsack laid out yesterday had been announced, including funding for meat processing expansion, but new initiatives include $600 million for food safety supply chain improvements outside of meat and poultry processing, $400 million for regional business centers, $300 million for organic ag transition, and $155 million to expand an initiative to provide more retail grocery options to inner city and rural areas that are considered food deserts. And top Republicans in both the House and Senate ag committees laid into the plan in separate statements. Pennsylvania Representative G.T. Thompson said increasing spending on organic initiatives and rooftop gardens while placing misguided blame on corporations and agribusinesses would not increase domestic food production. And John Bozeman of Arkansas said the plan represents misplaced priorities and wishful thinking. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has Angus and Sim-Angus yearling 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewinberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A Hutchinson man was arrested on a domestic terrorism charge Tuesday after police say he had detailed plans to commit mass violence against employees where he worked. Andrew Patterson, 24, was arrested after the Hutchinson Police Department received info that he made threats against his place of employment. Patterson was located Tuesday afternoon and detained during a traffic stop during which detailed plans to carry out mass violence against employees were discovered by police. A search warrant was executed at Patterson's home where additional evidence about his plan was found. Patterson was arrested on one count of domestic terrorism and he's being detained in the Reno County Jail. The investigation is ongoing. Governor Laura Kelly announced on Wednesday that total tax collections for May were $910.1 million. Individual income tax collections were $518.4 million, and retail sales collections were $240.8 million. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. NASCAR, Major League Baseball, and of course, football. Tune in this Saturday night for Major League Baseball on Fox Kansas. Watch as the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6. Then on Sunday, catch the USFL's Philadelphia Stars as they battle the Michigan Panthers. Kickoff at 11 a.m. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Crime Stoppers of Wichita Sedgwick County has increased their reward for information that leads to an arrest in the case of Kurt Krueger, who was killed last month in a West Wichita neighborhood. An additional $5,000 in rewards funds to be paid to the tipster who provides information has been offered by an anonymous donor. This is in addition to Crime Stoppers' award of up to $7,500 in the case. Anyone with information regarding a crime that occurred in Sedgwick County is eligible to receive a reward by submitting an anonymous tip by calling 316-267-2111. Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas Department of Labor have started the $48 million 26-month effort to modernize the state's unemployment system, which was created in the 1970s. Kelly said the state's current mainframe used to process benefits was created in the 1970s. She noted the last major push to modernize the system started under Governor Kathleen Sebelius in 2005, but was abandoned by the Brownback administration in 2011. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit against prosecutors filed by the family of a white Nebraska bar owner who killed himself after being charged in the fatal shooting of a black man. U.S. District Judge John Girard said in an order on Tuesday that there is no legal basis to conclude that Douglas County prosecutors are liable for the death of 38-year-old Jake Gardner. Gardner's parents accused Douglas County Attorney's Office, its top prosecutor, and a special prosecutor of violating Gardner's constitutional rights. Gardner was charged with manslaughter and other felonies in the May 30th, 2020 shooting death of 22-year-old James Skurlock outside Gardner's downtown Omaha bar. A woman from Torrington has been arrested in Scotts Bluff on child abuse charges. Officers were dispatched to Safeway in regards to a child who had been left in a locked car that was not running. Police did get in contact with the mother. She identified herself as 33-year-old Lisa Dominguez. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
New Help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text INTERNET to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Valley Heights USD 498 Board of Education will hold a special meeting this evening at 5:30 in the Valley Heights Board office to approve an election resolution for a bond election August 30th. Community Memorial Healthcare will host a reception Friday, June 3rd, to honor the retirement of Dr. Kenneth Dunzing. The event will be held at his home south of Blue Rapids. The public is invited to attend a come-and-go reception from 3 until 9 p.m. Dr. Dunzing has been practicing rural medicine in Marshall County for 39 years and has served as medical director for the Frankfort Community Care Home for over 30 years. Again, a come-and-go reception is planned this Friday, 3 until 9 p.m., at the home of Dr. Kenneth Dunzing, south of Blue Rapids. Big Blue River Days in Marysville are this Friday and Saturday. Kate Tomer Martinez with the Marysville Chamber Main Street expects a busy weekend.
Yeah, so we kick off on Friday night at 5:30. We have the Friday night cruising. We have our VIP night, which is our little get together for our sponsors at 6 p.m. We also have Before the Dawn starting at 6 p.m. and Tribute Trio. Our live band will be at 9 p.m. Our third annual cornhole tournament will be at 7:30, and we will be taking registrations the day of. And then we go into Saturday with the 15th KCBS Big Blue Barbecue Contest, and then the 31st Autofest Car Show. Platinum Dance performance will be at 1 p.m. We'll have our kids' inflatable zone at 10 a.m. We'll have Beer Olympics at 5:30. It's $50 per team, and you can sign up the day of at 5:30. And then we have Rewind at 6 p.m. and Fast Times Vigil Annie at 9 p.m. Come out and enjoy some live music, some good food, and enjoy looking at some nice cars.
Join Kate Tomer-Martinez as our public affairs guest this weekend during Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. She's excited about a new event in conjunction with the Big Blue River Days this year, the Beer Olympics.
So we actually had a committee member do one in Lincoln last summer, and they had a lot of fun. We thought we were trying to put in a new idea and replace. Last year we did the Beer Mile, and that had been an event last couple of years previous. But we wanted to add something a little bit different, get a younger group involved, and so we thought this would be a perfect activity for that.
Evelyn M. Anderson, age 95, of Marysville, passed away May 23rd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in Marysville. Burial a little later day at Fort Snelling's, Minnesota. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Anderson. Daryl Lee Zimmerman, age 42, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 8. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Daryl Zimmerman. Jean P. Hart, age 81, of Burchard, passed away Tuesday. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9:30 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Burchard, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 7 at the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Jean Hart. Robert R. Mosteller, age 93, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Ray Mosteller. Tracy C. Stewart, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away Friday. Funeral arrangements currently pending, with burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. The Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Tracy Stewart. Peggy Ann Schneider, age 71, of Summerfield, passed away May 28th. Memorial service is pending at this time, with the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Peggy Schneider.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You'll be catching Good Vibes at the Footloose Dance Studio Summer Program June 3rd and 4th at 7 p.m. Hosted at the Marysville High School Auditorium, come see all the hard work the kiddos have put in. That's the Footloose Dance Studio Summer Program June 3rd and 4th at 7. Fall enrollments are now being accepted.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and slightly warmer today. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid-70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-70s throughout Missouri. Clear skies overnight tonight, with our lows in the lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid-50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 40s and mid-50s throughout Kansas, and the mid-50s throughout Missouri. More sunshine throughout Friday, with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Iowa, the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Nebraska, the mid to upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Missouri.
Missouri. There will be a slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Friday night, with our lows in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 82, record high on this date, 99. The average low, 60. We broke a 45-degree record low with 43 degrees this morning. Sunset this evening at 8:48. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03.
Do you keep seed in your bird feeder even during the summer months? A look at the pros and cons today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 2nd, the 153rd day of the year. Comedian Dana Carvey has a birthday, and actor Patrick Stewart was knighted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace on this day in 2010. Have you been told it's harmful to leave out birdseed during the summer months? The argument goes that feeding will disrupt the bird's natural foraging instinct and make them dependent on handouts. The fact is, though, birds will forage for natural food no matter what. They simply rely on your feeder to supplement their diet. In late spring and early summer, natural food supplies become depleted. New crops haven't matured, and birds are busy raising their families. Chances are they'll appreciate your feeder now more than ever. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance and TV Store have a large selection of on-hand, in-stock furniture, appliances, and TVs from major name brands like Ashley, Sealy, Tempur-Pedic, LG, Samsung, Whirlpool, and Amana. Washer and dryer sets starting at $9.98. Large selection of freezers, all sizes starting at $1.99. Ashley reclining sofas, choice of three colors at $5.88. All in stock and shipped free to your door on everything $2.99 and up within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
The annual Washington County Rodeo is Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th. Performance at 7:30 each evening, with free barbecue Friday for each rodeo admission, and children's stick horse races both nights. Advanced discount tickets available now at CJ Express locations in Marysville and in Washington at both Vet Clinics and Bob's Locker. Rodeo Dance follows each evening with Southern Satellite Friday and Tim Strothman with Wilder Horses Saturday night at 9. Dance admission is free with your rodeo ticket or a $5 cover charge. Washington County Rodeo, Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Wichita State softball accomplished another first in program history Wednesday evening with the announcement of Addison Barnard and Sydney McKinney earning National Fast Pitch Coaches Association second team All-America honors. Wichita State has never had multiple All-America selections until 2022. McKinney also became the first two-time All-American in school history after becoming the program's initial NFCA All-American in 2021. McKinney was third team choice as a sophomore. This is the first NFCA All-American honor for Barnard, who just completed a stellar sophomore campaign. Rookie Connor Pilkington struck out 8 5 innings for his first Major League win, and the Cleveland Guardians beat the Kansas City Royals 4-0 to complete a three-game sweep yesterday. Kansas City has now dropped 11 of 13 and has the worst record in the majors at 16-33. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
New help is now available for Kansas residents struggling to afford the high-speed internet they need to stay connected to family, friends, doctors, and so much more. Applications are now being accepted for the Affordable Connectivity Program. Eligible households can get a discount of up to $30 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 per month for households on tribal land. AARP urges you to check it out. Call 1-833-511-0311 or text internet to 22777. Paid for by AARP.
More than 4,000 cyclists will start to descend on Emporia starting today for Unbound Gravel. Lifetime coordinators with Unbound Gravel says the ultra-endurance bike race known as the World Series of Gravel will return to the Flint Hills on Saturday. Lifetime said more than 4,000 cyclists, the largest field size the event has ever seen, will start and end in historic downtown Emporia. Riders between the ages of 10 and 89 will descend upon the city from all 50 states and 48 countries. Newton has hired former Wichita State men's basketball player Demetri Williams to coach the Railers boys basketball team. The move was approved in a special Board of Education meeting on Wednesday. Williams played for the Shockers from 2009 to 13 and is third on WSU's career list with 140 games played. That sits right behind Shocker stalwarts Tekel Cotton and Fred Van Vliet, who each played 141. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
CJ Express is convenient for you with three locations. CJ West in Marysville and Frankfort offer Hunt Brothers Pizza with all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy and delicious Bird Shack fried chicken and a selection of sandwiches, salads, as well as grab-and-go hot food options that meet your taste. Drop by, call in, order online, or download their super convenient mobile app. Local delivery is available, too, and always count on Sinclair quality gasoline at all three locations with diesel, too, at CJ Express East in Marysville and Frankfort.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Include arbors, trellises, and other structures when designing a new landscape or updating an existing garden. These structures provide a long-lasting framework, year-round interest, and years of beauty and function. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Use arbors to define and connect distinct areas of the landscape. Invite visitors into your yard with a vine-covered arbor. Dress up bare walls on your house, garage, or shed with wall-mounted trellises. Select from simple squares and diamonds to more intricate designs of interlocking circles, leaves, or branches. Use obelisks as focal points in the garden or containers. They provide immediate height that is often needed before new plantings reach their mature size. Expand edible planting opportunities by growing watermelons, cucumbers, or tomatoes on attractive supports in flower beds and mixed borders. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You've still got time to get those plants in the ground before Mother Nature turns up the thermostat. The Riverside Market in Blue Rapids has 40% off all annuals, including garden plants and hanging arrangements. Plan to bring your appetite along so you can try one of the delicious sandwiches from the deli. That's 40% off all annuals at the Riverside Market along the highway in Blue Rapids.
Bob Garst spent 22 years in the armed forces. When he retired, much of his job was simply putting a face to the millions who had served in all wars. He volunteered at one of the nation's major military memorials, and his story is one that makes visitors think about the price of freedom. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Bob Garst served two tours in Vietnam and spent a total of 22 years in the military. He then began to volunteer at the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford, Virginia.
There's such a huge part of our population that has no clue about the military. They've never served in the military. No one in their family has ever served in the military. And it's a big mystery.
Bob not only shares the story of the memorial here, but seeks to put a face to those who have served during all wars. The D-Day Memorial opened in June of 2001.
I've had people come here that have been to the World War II Memorial in Washington, and I've had several people tell me that this is a much more moving experience, a much better memorial than the World War II Memorial in Washington. And I think a lot of that is because they do take the tour here, and they're actually interacting with someone who tells the story.
He's taken many people, young, old, Americans, Europeans, history professors, veterans, people from all walks of life on tours of the memorial. He says it's many times hard for people to comprehend the sacrifices made in the fight for freedom.
When I talk about the numbers, like on D-Day, the plaques here show the names of about 4,400 soldiers, sailors, and airmen that died on D-Day. And that sounds like a lot of people, but then it's like, well, where's the reference point? And I point out that during the American Revolution, over a period of about 6 years, the total number of battle deaths during the Revolutionary War of the colonists was about 4,400.
But many people wonder why the National D-Day Memorial is in a town in rural Virginia with a population of just over 6,000 people. The significance of this town in American history is next time as we travel the countryside. In Bedford, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.
Give your child a solid foundation in dance, cheer, or gymnastics. Get them over to Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics Studio in Seneca. With summer enrollment now open for competition and recreational cheer and dance, spots will fill up fast. Find them on Facebook at Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics and start a new summer tradition today.
People love to garden, but weeding is the most hated garden chore. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for tips on how to spend less time weeding as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Days I enjoy weeding the garden because it's a great stress reliever, but they'll cause me more stress if I let them get away from me. Fortunately, there are ways to get the upper hand on these pesky plants without spending all day pulling them out.
Karma Larson is a communications associate with the Nebraska Statewide Arboretum. She says weeds will take advantage of any bare spots and fill them up quickly, so don't offer the opportunity.
One thing that we're really recommending an officer doing in our own yards is just spacing plants a lot closer together, using a lot more ground cover type plants, even plants that aren't necessarily ground covers, but if they fill the soil and outcompete weeds, that just really helps. Mulch is good. I would say filling in with plants you want is even better.
Spending 15 minutes out there every day can save you from the drudgery of weeding marathons. Take a morning or evening walk around your garden and notice the pleasant things. Flowers that are blooming, veggies ready to pick. And then look down.
Take a dandelion digger with you, and while you're admiring that, just lean over and pull out whatever is in the way. So it just makes it a lot more enjoyable if you're just naturally paying attention to what's going on and beautiful right then. Just go ahead and weed at the same time. And you don't have to spend a lot of effort. That can be done someday when you have an hour or two.
Pull weeds when the soil is moist to get as much of the roots as possible. If they've taken over to the point of frustration, solarize the area with clear plastic in hot weather. You can also smother the weeds with cardboard or newspapers and a layer of leaves or grass clippings. Learn more about saving time on weeding chores at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh,
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
KNDY.
Adopting regenerative agriculture practices doesn't have to break the bank. More today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Adopting no-till farming practices and other steps toward regenerative agriculture can be expensive. It can also be done more economically. That's how Table Rock Farm in Castile, New York, did it about 20 years ago. Farm co-owner Megan Hauser.
We did not go out and buy all no-till equipment when we got excited about these things. We looked at our stuff, we went to visit other farms, and we modified what we had. Putting down that much cash to buy all no-till was not a viable thing. So having those creative team members that said, I think we can make this, and then work through it. So it doesn't have to be that cost prohibitive to start.
Hauser says machinery changes and purchases were done along the way, not all at once. And she says Extension can offer lots of free advice.
It wasn't a big deal to do that. We're doing another green study this year with Cornell, looking at three different types of practices that we should do before we plant into the green cover crop. These are not expensive or high-tech things to do, but it just takes people that are dedicated to trying to make a difference on things and having that goal in place if that's what you want to do.
Hauser says they've learned a lot about cover crops, and I'll cover that tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Mark your calendar for the days of 49, June 23rd, 24th, and 25th in Hanover, with a carnival all three nights. Free carnival rides Thursday, 6 till 10, com limits of Landall Company. Parades Friday night at 6:30, Saturday at 5:30. This year's theme, Redneck Alternative Energy. All entries are welcome. Free live music each evening with the Polka Band Thursday, Soul Preacher Friday, and the Joker Band Saturday. This year, a tractor show runs Friday and Saturday with a cornhole tournament Friday night after the parade and fireworks at dusk on Saturday. Hanover days of 49, June 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, drivers have logged near 30 billion miles on E15, which Growth Energy says is a testament to the blend's rising popularity across the nation. As Emily Score, CEO of Growth Energy, says that she was present when President Joe Biden lifted the summertime E15 driving restrictions and talks about what it means for consumers.
I was honored to join other biofuel advocates in Menlo, Iowa last month when President Biden announced that his administration will lift outdated restrictions on E15 for the 2022 summer driving season. The decision was welcome news for all Americans, ensuring continued access to a fuel that has been saving drivers as much as 60 cents a gallon in some parts of the country this spring. Right now, E15 is sold at over 2,600 sites nationwide, and its popularity continues to grow. In fact, Gross Energy just announced that U.S. drivers have now logged 30 billion miles driven on E15, a testament to its rising popularity and reliability. And with every mile, Americans are saving money, reducing emissions, and supporting rural jobs.
She goes on to say that the president's decision was a major victory for American drivers and the nation's energy security, as she talks about what happens next for summertime.
The EPA waiver only applies to this summer's driving season. And without action, higher ethanol blends like E15 could vanish next year from many markets. That's why Gross Energy is pressing this administration and leaders in Congress for a permanent fix. America is the world's largest producer of biofuel, and we should be making use of our full capacity in the push for greater energy security and a healthy climate. In fact, nationwide E15 would slash carbon emissions by more than 17.62 million tons. That's the equivalent of taking almost 4 million cars off the road each year.
Finally, she goes on to say that many supporters of biofuels can also get involved for the push for a permanent fix for the outdated summertime driving regulations.
The president's waiver bought limited time for policymakers to implement a permanent fix.
That again was Emily Skor, the CEO of Growth Energy. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your next quote-unquote new car, buying pre-owned is the new norm. And Midwest Kia is the perfect place to offer you the selection you need. We've got over 300 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and practically every make and model. You want a low-price, reliable economy car? Midwest Kia has it. You want a family sedan ready for your next trip? Midwest Kia has it. You want a luxury SUV loaded with options? Midwest Kia has it. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want, and you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. Want more? We'll also have extra appraisers available to get you the best deal for your trade-in. How about more? Many of our pre-owned vehicles are 2020s with less than 10,000 miles, so what are you waiting for? Midwest Kia is your one-stop shop. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Severity of credit with a down payment, APR term, and vehicle with credit plus tax and fees.
Gas prices got you like... Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, a member of the Senate Ag Committee, says he doubts the Biden administration's effort to increase double cropping will have much impact on augmenting food production. Senator Grassley noted he thinks most farmers who can double crop will do so without any additional incentives. He told reporters if the administration can spend X number of dollars to encourage more double cropping, I'm not going to fight it. But he also is kind of at a loss to think that every farmer that could do that is already doing it. USDA plans to loosen existing CRP rules by allowing participants to request termination of their CRP contract if they're in the final year of their agreement. The change in rules means to help open up more acres to wheat production to offset global food challenges caused by the war in Ukraine. It will allow qualifying farmers to terminate their contracts without having to repay rental payments, but they will not be able to request termination of their contracts until the end of the primary nesting season for fiscal year 2022. FSA is mailing letters to producers with expiring acres that detail the flexibility and share other options like re-enrolling sensitive acres in the CRP continuous sign-up and considering growing organic crops. Heavy rain helped ease the drought condition in some of the southern plains, and most of where the nation's wheat crop is at risk. In Texas, the area in extreme and exceptional drought fell from 56% to 46%, according to last week's drought monitor. Oklahoma, the area in extreme and exceptional drought was cut in half. Also improvements in Colorado and in Kansas. And a letter to President Biden, the coalition of farm groups expressing deep concern regarding recent amicus brief submitted by the Solicitor General to the U.S. Supreme Court, effectively advising the court against a federal fifth for preemption over state laws on pesticides. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Agricultural property lines aren't always obvious and can cause bad blood between neighbors. Sometimes it's resolvable, sometimes it's not. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our ExactEmerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Property lines of the multi-generation family farm you live on were originally laid out with a big oak tree on one side and a giant rock on the other, but the old oak tree isn't there anymore. Do you fight about the exact boundary line with your neighbor or work something out? Rusty Rumley is a senior staff attorney at the National Agricultural Law Center. He says boundary dispute resolutions vary from state to state. One option is to have a survey done, but you still might not have the answers you want.
One thing that's kind of important to realize with these surveys is you can call three surveyors. They can all come out. They all do a survey. They all do a competent job, and none of those survey lines are on the exact same spot as the others. Sometimes they're really close to one another, but the odds of them being exactly where the others are usually isn't all that high, especially when you get into ones that are not as cut and dry.
Sometimes a survey that shows a definitive property line isn't the final answer.
Other things can influence whether or not your rights to that particular piece of land have been curtailed at some point through things like adverse possession or boundaries by acquiescence. There's other types of ways that the survey might be accurate, and this might be land that originally belonged to this parcel, but over time it's been lost.
The most expensive approach is going to court. Ask yourself, is the battle worth it? Because not only are you losing money in lawyer's fees, you may also lose a friend. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about handling boundary disputes in your state at agriculture.com.
When you're working cattle, make it easier by getting everything you need at Valley Vet in Marysville. For vaccinating calves, Valley Vet's combination shots save time and stress on the calf. Valley Vet knows the importance of nutrition and cattle health. That's why they carry Cargill's Right Now Weatherized Performance Mineral at a low price. Put that mineral in a feeder with a fly killer cover and cut down on your pink eye problems. Let the staff at Valley Vet's retail store help prepare you for pasture season. Valley Vet in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Ag Markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, going through a Thursday today. Markets wrapping up in just a little bit. We still see things mostly higher in the grain markets right now after corn kind of teetering back and forth. Corn and soybeans and wheat also mostly higher on the day as well. So pretty good day as we try to rebound from some of the losses over the last few days. We'll see how we close in just a little bit. In the corn market, things have been kind of going back and forth, but right now back into the positive, which will have corn up 0.75 cents at 732 even a bushel. Wheat September corn up by 3 cents at 706 3/4. In the Kansas City wheat, they have slowed down just slightly, but still positive on the days. July KC wheat's up 21.5 cents at 1149 3/4. September's up by 20 1/4 cents at 1155 1/2. In the soybean market, definitely some big gains here on the days. July soybeans are up almost a half a buck, 48 cents right now at 1738. August in the green by 42.5 cents at 1667. and a half. In the meal side, July soybean meals up $3.60 at $4.16.30. And the bean oil up by $3.41. Some big jumps here at $81.52. Cotton market's up by $3.50 right now for the July cotton at $139.50. And the oats market mostly higher here with July oats sitting up 4.75 cents at $6.51.25. Real quick in the livestock market, things are mostly higher here. They've been pretty consistent on the board with June live cattle up 70 cents at $133.50. Feeder cattle for August up $3.10 at $172.82. September's also up by $2.65 there. And the lean hogs mostly higher by $1.17 at $110.97. U.S. dollar index losing some of the gains we saw yesterday with the June index down in the red now, 71 cents at 101.81. We have 30-year bonds for June really unchanged right now, sitting at 139.20. And 10-year notes slightly higher, sitting at 119.06.
When it comes to choosing your next pre-owned vehicle, it's all about selection, selection, selection. Rusty at Ford has that covered. And our selection includes much more than just Fords. Are you looking for a Chevy? We've got 25 of them. How about a Toyota? Choose from 20 in our inventory. In all, you can select from nearly 250 quality pre-owned vehicles. Want a Jeep? We have a dozen available. Choose from Dodges, Rams, GMCs, Kias, Nissans, and more. Rusty Egg Ford has them all. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. We should be your first, but we'll definitely be your last stop for your next pre-owned vehicle. And at Rusty Egg Ford, you can get used car financing as low as 2.9% APR or buy with zero down. Choosing your next pre-owned vehicle comes down to one thing. Selection, selection, selection. Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com. Offers with approved credit, this tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Upon being named president of K-State earlier this year, Richard Linton is wasting no time in forging the future of the land-grant university he now oversees. He recently announced that K-State will be developing a new strategic plan and that service to agriculture will be a very large piece of that. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. Eric Atkinson here. Dr. Linton has already been gathering input from many agricultural entities around the state about how this, what he calls, next-generation land-grant plan for K-State might take shape.
With all the changes with the Kansas Board of Regents' new strategic priorities and, of course, with COVID, the timing is just perfect to be able to move forward to what we are calling the next-generation land grant. And I really want my internal and external stakeholders to define what that means for Kansas State University. But some of the things I'm hoping that come out of this effort, you know, is how can we be strategic around what the next-generation student looks like? If the student of today is 18 to 24 with a degree, maybe the student of tomorrow can be 18 to 80, where there's degrees, there's credentials, there's certificates, where we are providing essential education to better people's lives. So it's still the land grant mission, but we're broadening the way in which we think about what that student could look like and what we could offer.
He also hopes that as this plan unfolds over the next couple of years, that it will trigger new opportunities for employment and economic development in the agricultural sector.
I think another important piece will be economic development and job creation. Certainly, the work in which we do for research and extension can lead to that, but I think being more intentional and thinking about ways in which we can better partner and leverage, you know, resources and ideas from the industry and our commodity groups is going to be really important as we move forward.
As far as the extension part of the land grant mission, Dr. Linton intends for this plan to explore new ideas in how local needs can be addressed more fully.
How does extension change? Are there new partners that we should be considering as we try to improve the lives of people that live in 105 different counties? So these are some of the questions that we're going to put out as a part of the strategic planning process. But really, at the end of the day, the next generation land grant university at K-State needs to be created from the roots from our internal and external stakeholders.
Comments there from Kansas State University President Richard Linton upon announcing an aggressive new strategic planning process for the university over the coming months. And this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.